and welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 28. I'm your co-host, David Lewis, known as Highway of Life on PHPBB.com and our own boards, PHPBBAcademy.com and Star Trek Guide.
And I'm the other co-host, Douglas Bell, known as Fountain of Apples on PHPBB.com and on many other sites as Webmaster87.
And just a few notes to go through. PHPBB Weekly podcast is not affiliated directly with the PHPBB.com teams. It is still an independent podcast, despite the fact that I'm actually a mod team member.
And we have a whole bunch of team members that come on the show and listen to it. And all that. Which is not my intention when I got started with the show. It was kind of this like underground thing that I hope the teams would let me get away with. Yeah.
So here to provide the extra information and assumptions and whatnot, so don't ask me any private questions that you think might be information held by the teams, but just a few things to get out of the way. To call in, you can dial 724-444-7444. Tallcast ID is 12418, and then you enter your 10-digit PIN number, or you can join the chat through the Tallcast client, I should say. And then you can, if you would like to ask us a question or if you'd like to join us on the podcast, just click on the request to talk button and you would be unmuted and be able to ask your question. So feel free to ask your questions. Because I don't have the TalkShoe client in front of me, Douglas will have to repeat anything that he sees in the chat that's worth repeating. And questions and anything like that.
Now, if you've been listening on the podcast, if you're not listening live, you'll notice that this introduction has kind of sounded a little different than normal, and that's because I'm actually training David to sort of run the show today. This is kind of a test, but there will be some times during the year that I may miss Saturdays. Sometimes he might miss them. So I'm sort of training him to do the show so that in some case I can't be here, we can still have a show to do. And so far, I'm surprised how well he's memorized my long dialogue from the beginning of the show every week.
Well,
and yes,
like
Evil Heart is
difficult.
In the chat room now, David, since you were asking.
What's that?
So Evil Heart is in the chat room now since you were asking about it.
Oh, okay, cool. So do we have any questions, write-in questions this week that we should address first?
Well, we were going to talk about the next release candidate is out. I mean, I don't know how many release candidates anyone was expecting to come out, but we've now had the fifth one come out this week.
RC number 5, hoping it's going to be the last one, but we again made some more.
When RC4 came out, you said they were hoping it would be the last one.
Yeah, and again, a release candidate, which what that means, just so that for those of people that go, well, what does that mean? You know, why don't the gold? A release candidate, if all goes well with RC5, for example, there are no showstopper bugs, then RC5 would be considered the gold release, and then they would say, okay, here's the release, and then they would release gold.
Yeah.
So that's basically what RC is. So the fact that they went to RC5 meant that there was a showstopper bug, RC4.
Uh-huh.
And actually, there's been a showstopper bug in all of the RCs except for RC1, as far as I know. So
if there was no showstopper bug in RC1, why did they move on?
Well, there was a lot of bugs, small bugs. There were no showstopper bugs, but a lot of small bugs. You know, still some stuff that needed.
A lot of raid bug spray has been expended to get PHPBB3 moving.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting because every time there is a new release candidate comes out, suddenly the number of bugs goes way up. I mean, when there was like 75 tickets in the bug tracker right before RC5 came out, now I'm looking right now, there's 98 bugs in the bug tracker.
Yeah, and part of that is they're, you know, right now they're looking at them going, okay, if there's anything critical, we'll go ahead and fix them, stick them in there. But if not, you know, I think they're hoping to get the gold release out there, you know, and if there's enough changes, then they'll go, okay, well, let's go ahead and get all those bugs and fixes in there. Because, you know, if you end up fixing a lot of bugs, then you might end up breaking something else, and I think that's what they're trying to avoid. So you might see a few more bugs than normal.
Yeah, personally, I'm starting to think, you know, if there's 100 bugs there, I would almost want to see them go to RC6, you know, just to try to make it PHPBB3 when it's final, like, as stable as you possibly can. optimally not going to like 22 revisions after the fact like we have with PHP BB2, yeah, if you know what I mean.
The idea, again, with PHP BB3 as opposed to PHP BB2 is to do a release candidate before every release so that everybody doesn't have to upgrade every half release or every couple of months or something like that. So we'll end up with a lot more stable releases. Mm-hmm. Did you see some of the recent commits from the last couple of days?
I've been going through them quickly, yes. I mean,
there were some interesting parts. They implemented like a new exit script thing that allows you to do sort of a hook system in a way.
You see, the messages are seeming to get less descriptive. It's between yeah, and necessary changes, and stylistic fixes, and it's like, okay,
sometimes you can just read the code and kind of get an idea of what it's doing. Like, they implemented a sort of hook system, and then...
David, yeah. I have a life. I don't have time to spend reading the code. Okay.
Oh, come
sorry.
On. It's not that hard. I was thinking about to... they added a few things like you can specify your own message, error message.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Message handler. Yeah. You can specify your own custom message handler, so you don't have to use the one that comes in by default. And then, of course, you can specify a custom PHPBB root path that's passed on to the functions files. That's kind of a new thing. There's some new ones. If you look in constants, they added three constants that you can use externally that sort of modify the code. It makes it more possible for example, for mod authors to be able to add their mods without modifying a lot of core. So there will be a lot more mods that won't have to make a lot of edits to do what they need to do. You know, there will still be a lot that will still need to make those edits. But, you know, to make it as much of a plug and play system as possible, it's going to be really good for the product in the long run. It'll be a lot more stable and then a lot easier for people to install mods and be able to have compatibility mm-hmm. between mods and also in upgrades.
Yeah.
So the upgrades will be a lot smoother.
I just want to hope that the dev team doesn't sort of get in a hurry. Like, you know, if you need to put out a sixth release candidate, I know it doesn't sound great to do, but we've been waiting for, you know, 4.5 years for PHP BB3 to come out. But if you have to do a sixth release candidate, do a sixth release candidate so that you can have the best, because ultimately it is about having as stable of a final product as you possibly can. Obviously, mm-hmm. some of the things that are in the bug tracker are probably like review later things or possibly like clean, nitpicky feature type things, but they're... probably are some things that should be looked at before, you know, you go to 3.0.0.
And if there are, then of course they'll look at those and they'll be able to implement them and stuff like that. But if it's really minor stuff like, you know, this div is maybe should be a little bit higher or a little to the left, or a little, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, that's not really something that we have to look at.
As long as we can read the page, I think we will live with it for now. But
well,
it will get fixed
that,
eventually.
Yeah, one of the great things is, you know, the product has taken a really long time to build, but that means a great quantity. You know, some of the companies that we work for, it's like you're under such a high pressure deadline to get your code out that you have to take shortcuts to get it done. And it's with PHP BB3, there's no deadlines, and so there's a much much higher quality code, and there's no shortcuts. Everything is done right the first time.
Yeah.
So I think it is one of those products, I think, on the web that will probably last one of the longest.
Actually, can you cite that? Because this week I've been keeping track with the PHP BB Wikipedia page. Someone actually went through there and put these little citation needed tags all through the entire article, even in the first sentence where it says, PHP BB is a popular web forum software. They put citation needed. This is guys probably someone who would put a citation needed tag next to apples are red and sweet. It's like you don't need to cite that; it's a fact.
Hey, have you seen the PHPBB logo on PHPBB.com recently?
Do they? There's a. It's trademarked, huh?
Yeah. something new that they added there.
So
we consider it a trademark now, but
So what makes it so special now that it's trademarked? What makes it trademarked, essentially?
Well, I'll withhold my comments on that and allow you to speculate on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me, but I'm not too familiar with trademark law. And isn't PHPBB kind of like an international project? So,
yeah, well, it is, and that's why. But it's held under the law of the UK.
Okay.
So
I'll take your word for it.
Basically, yeah, it's basically the UK, I believe, and it.
Well,
so they
since
go
probably
under
that's where most the majority of like the team members are. I guess they decided they might as well do it there.
It is there, and plus I think, isn't it hosted in the UK as well? I believe it's hosted in the UK.
No, it's hosted in Oregon at the Oregon State University Open Source Lab, the OSU OSL.
Hmm. Okay. That's right. That was when they moved it. I did not know that that was Oregon.
Yeah. Well, it's Oregon. It's at Oregon State University, and it's and for those who don't know. What we're talking about, PHPBB, the server is hosted by the Open Source Lab at Oregon State University, and they also host a number of other sites, including PHP.net, Mozilla, Drupal, Freenode, many of these other Firefox, many of these other really big names out there. And those are all hosted.
Big open source projects, yeah.
Yeah. Not that I don't know about Firefox being open source project, but you get the idea.
Well, Mozilla is supposedly an open source. Well, it is. It really is an open source project.
Yeah, it is. However, I know that Firefox and Thunderbird follow under the Mozilla Corporation as opposed to the Mozilla Foundation now. So those aren't exactly open source, as far as I know. Man, I might be wrong though. So if I'm wrong, somebody send me an email, and I will publicly correct myself at a future episode.
Yeah. All right. Another item on our list: the WG Eric posted a request for feedback for the mod database. Now, this is basically
Hold on. I should interrupt you because I haven't been looking at the chat room. Apparently, Paul said that the trademark is in the United States.
Thank you, Paul, for that correction.
Okay. Because apparently he said something like back when James Atkinson was the project manager for the teams. He's not anymore, but he comes from Canada, so
yeah. And of course he's not with the PHPBB teams anymore. But
yeah. It's hard the servers in the US, United States. Or not the trademark. I don't know.
Because I thought the trademark was in the UK, but I don't know for certain.
Okay,
it's held under UK law is what it is.
Point is, PHPBB is a trademark name, so don't steal it and spell it right. Moving on. As you were saying.
Okay. The modifications database feedback, WG Eric just posted an announcement topic in the mod writers discussion forum. Mm-hmm. Basically, is requesting mod authors to go ahead and give your feedback. If you have feature suggestions or questions about the mod database, give us your feedback on those. You know, what would you like to see added to the mod database to maybe improve its quality, improve some features, or what would you like to see it be able to do? Mm-hmm. So we've had some excellent suggestions on there, some that WG Eric has already implemented. So in case you're
what
going,
are some
oh,
of the ones
well,
you've gotten? That's sort of why I added it on here. I thought it would be good if you wanted to share some of the suggestions that have been on there.
Sure. Well, one of the things, looking at the mod database for a long time, you weren't able to see offhand which PHPBB version it was. It would just show the mods, and so you had to go in and look at the details to find out if it was a 3.0 mod or a 2.0 mod. So they added the ability to be able to look in the list view and see that it's a 3.0 mod or a 2.0, and it, specifically which version. So like you'll see 3.0.RC4, 3.0.RC5. 2.0.21, 2.0.22, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So,
you're actually referring to the actual mod database page, not the topic.
Yeah, I'm referring to the mod database page, yeah. Or, see, no, I'm sorry.
Kind of, I don't know why, but I actually prefer going through the mod database forums as opposed to the mod database database. I guess it's kind of an old habit I should learn to break. But
mm-hmm. Well, you can search specifically, if you go to the mod database itself, you can do searches for mods through there. So, and another one of the requests was, is it possible to add a small text file to the mod database that would basically show for update checking? So, like, each mod could point back to that text file that's hosted on phpvb.com, and then you could see if it has to be updated or not. And
you mentioned
yeah, I said, well, you might want to take the advanced version check for PHP 2 mods, because they pointed to the one of the 2.0
mm-hmm.
update check text pages, I guess.
So that's we were actually going to work on a new version of that also for PHP BB3, and then we never got around to doing it because we kind of ran out of time. However, go ahead.
Well, WG Eric's replied to that with a planned XML feeds, authors will be able to use these to check for the most recent version within the mod database. So that is something that will be implemented.
Yeah, I figure I can actually, now that he's mentioned it, I can actually talk about it now. But when I was on the team for like 9 months, they were starting to look at something like that. And I kind of offered a little bit of help because advanced version check is sort of partially XML-based power type thing. But they are working, I guess you could say they are going to be working on something like that to sort of have version checking, although this time more integrated with the actual mod database,
mm-hmm.
which will hopefully be then sort of have like, built into PHP BB3, or maybe have, something a little like an add-on that we come to PHP BB3.
Yeah, or just a small script that people could use to stick in there that would enable you to go to the administration panel and just look over the mods that are installed and see if there's any that needs to be updated. So,
if you want to have a really fancy system, and this is just speculation on my part, but maybe you could have like a big sort of like easy mods or the auto update package that's already built into PHP BB3, where you can have a combination. So you can, like, within the admin panel, be able to browse the mod database from within the admin panel, subscribe to a mod, and have these like automatically update or on your site or something like that.
mm-hmm.
Kind of a fancy hypothetical utopian system, but why not?
That's not a bad idea. I mean, they had easy mod for PHP V2, so why not something for 3?
I'd like them to get just some kind of easy mod out there that supports Mod X. Mod X has been out now for
a
year and a half.
Mod X.
Yeah. We're getting a little over
standard format for. What's that?
I was saying that, you know, a Mod X compatible easy mod is getting a little overdue, although I shouldn't be too hard on the mod team. After all, they are volunteers.
And after all, PHP BB3 Gold hasn't been released yet. I mean, heck, we've still made some changes, or some rather core changes in the last 2 days. So
we're getting closer. We are, like I said, we're getting closer there. So,
mm-hmm. One of the suggestions was also my opinion to make the mod validation process faster by the links. WG Eric's reply was, "I think that is something we all would agree upon."
Yes.
And so that's one of our goals, is to start getting everybody up to speed on validation
The ways to make validating process faster without sacrificing some of the security check things on there is probably get more validators. I can't think of much more you can do.
There's a couple things that mod authors can actually do to help us validate their mods faster.
Yeah.
And that is, first of all, make sure your mod passes the insta-deny checklist. And one of the things is to go through the mod pre-validation.
Which you can with
make
meal.
Sure that, basically it's meal. Then put your mod through there and make sure that it passes on all the checks. And then if that does, then you know, make sure that your mod adheres to the coding guidelines as much as possible, because when we go through there and we start seeing really bad coding practices, that's something that we would deny on, just poor coding practices and stuff like that. So if you're adhering to the coding guidelines and your mod passes a meal, that's one of the things that really can increase the speed in which we can validate your mod.
So what else do they have? Well, actually, I think that's probably about it, because I've been following this.
Actually, two more.
There were two more?
One was, there's two more. I didn't get to point to some comments yet. One of them was, might like to see the validation process improved. I submitted my first mod at least 2 weeks ago, and the status says still in queue. Well, your mod will be in queue anywhere from 1 week to 4 weeks, depending on how many mods are currently in the queue and also where it stands in the queue, you know, if we have a lot of mods that we're trying to get to. But usually we can get to mods after about 2 weeks and get them either denied or approved. So people are updating stuff all the time. And, you know, it's just a process, and it's difficult to determine exactly how much time it will take us to go through each mod. But we try to get the ones that are submitted the earliest. We try and get those done before the one submitted the soonest. But except for the ones that are submitted the soonest, we do take them right away. We take them through the instant deny checklist, and then would deny them if they hit any of those checklists. That's the only time that your mod would be acted upon within the first 24 or so hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's also probably safe to say that mods probably don't get submitted at a steady stream. You probably have, sometimes you get a lot of mods and sometimes you don't get as many mods. And so it can probably fluctuate. The turnaround time can, depending on various things.
Yeah.
Plus, most of you have lives. I mean, you've got a job besides PHPP.
Yeah, still trying to get settled down here in Dallas so that I can start getting back on track on the mod validation queue, because I was going at a pretty good pace right before we moved down here. So I'm going to have to pick up speed a little bit again. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Summer's over. Get to work.
Yeah. Oh, and one of the things that makes it difficult for us to validate mods in any quick format is a cryptic mod. Like, if you code it all cryptic-like, that will take us so much time to go through just trying to decrypt the mod and trying to understand what it does, because we have to be able to read the code, so the code has to be readable.
Shouldn't that be an instant deny, I would think?
That could be, but it's like, well, the mod does what it does, and, you know, one of it may be just like, well, what the heck does that do? You know, what's it supposed to do that for? You know, but I guess it does what it's supposed to do, so, you know, it's not necessarily instant deny, but if it's encrypted,
doesn't that kind of violate the GPL?
No, not really. I'm talking about cryptic as far as the coding, just the coding practice itself being real cryptic as far as just, it's kind of like, well, what does that variable stand for? You know, it's like you're supposed to name the variables to the naming standard that come with the coding guidelines. So that makes them easy to understand, and documentation in your code can help. It can help if you've got an extremely complex process that you're trying to, that you're putting in your mod, and you're like, okay, I want this validated quickly. It might help to just put a little documentation, tell us what it does, so that we can go, oh, okay, I see what that does, and then we can test it based on that. It's okay, is it doing it that way, and is that secure and whatnot? So
yes.
So just a few tips on what can make a mod go through the mod validation process a little bit faster.
One thing I would kind of like to see with the mods database, at least when you're actually viewing like the mods page, or a couple of the things that like I really don't care about. For example, why should I care about the MD5 hash of a mod?
Well, what part of it would you use that on? You
know, I don't know. Like, for example, I go to the mods database, phpb.com/mod/db. I'll pick a random mod listed there. The third line will say MD5 hash, and then give me this gibberish of letters and numbers, and I have no idea how is that of any use to me?
Well, a lot of files have an MD5 hash. Actually, every file can have an MD5 hash,
yeah.
And say MD5 hash, that gives it a completely unique name. And as far as the details on that, why you would do an MD5 hash, I don't know completely why.
Paul says because you can easy check if the download file is the same as the file on the server. Okay, but I'm just trying to understand, why would I need to see it here? I mean, if I want a mod, I'm interested to know what it does, what its requirements are. I'll download it. I'll install it. I don't understand why it needs to be displayed to me right there as a third line. Maybe you can help me out with it.
That might be something we would have Paul, if he probably hasn't been able to call in, but he would probably be able to explain that easier than I would be able to.
I read what he just said. You can see if it's downloaded correctly. I don't see why it wouldn't be downloaded correctly unless it got like interrupted in the middle of something like that. I mean, I don't. And if it really is to see if it's something's downloaded correctly, as they're saying, then how come I don't see other sites listing MD5 hashes of all their downloads?
You do. You'll see there's a lot of sites that actually do list the MD5 hash as a download. There's a every file can you can easily give it an MD5 hash, and there's a lot of sites that will be like, okay, this is the MD5 hash for this download file and whatnot, so that it's not unusual at all.
Uh-huh. He also says that they use MD5 hashes on the development page. Okay, I see that. Still, they actually make that actually a little smaller, so it's not like one of the big things right in the middle of the screen, I guess. I don't know. That's just one of my comments. I also, I will say that definitely the mod database is starting to get a little, it's starting to be more complete. I still kind of have sort of a little bit of missing. I kind of missed the last version of the mod database a bit, though, that back before they had the new website on phpbb.com. I'm coming up to it a bit more.
Yeah, if you see something in there that you'd like to see improved upon, you know, post a comment or suggestion or whatever, you know, because every comment we'll take seriously and we look at implementing seriously. So if you'd like, you know, I'd like to see this or that, or that was in the old Mondo database or whatever, make, you know, post about it so that we know.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, you know, sort of get it into words without really thinking about it. Right now I'm just sort of coming up with things I see on the spot. There are a couple of things I think would be good to sort of I think probably what I would like to see better is sort of a slight rearranging of where things are and sort of make things more apparent. Like, as an example, if I was to update a mod, and this is partially from my experience from the last version of the mod database, I would go to submit a modification to update an existing mod, and apparently now this is only for new modifications. I want to update an existing mod, I have to go to My Mods and then go to Manage and then click on the Update tab and something like that. And there's something like that which I think could be simplified a bit, reorganize a couple of things to make it a little bit more accessible to what the user wants to do. So like sort of put comments and scenarios. What if a user wants to do this or this in the mod database? What would be a better layout to make it easy for them to find? Mm-hmm. Essentially.
Well, if you come up with something, we're open to suggestions, certainly.
Yeah. As soon as I come up with some ideas, I'll probably be able to write it down or something like that, but I have to find time to do that.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What else do we have on the list? That should do it for the mod database.
Yeah. I get to do this part. as we mentioned before, PHP BB Weekly is sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, audio books, books by tape, you know, things like that, which you can get at Audible.com. You can listen to them whenever and wherever you want to, which makes them so they're similar to podcasts. And it works with your music players. If you have an iPod or other things, or on your computer, you can get them on there. Audible has over 35,000 titles, which you can choose from. From every genre, and if you sign up today, go to audible.com/talkshoe, you will get a free audiobook download. And if for some reason you decide you don't want to keep your account, you can cancel and keep the free audiobook download as their gift. audible.com/talkshoe. Also want to mention that PHP BB Weekly is now a member of the Tech Podcast Network. This is kind of an exclusive-style network of various podcasts and podcasters that talk about technology. And so if you want to check out some of the other shows on there, go to techpodcasts.com. And we are now a member there. So we'll probably be doing a couple of things with them soon. But for now, just we're enjoying the bragging rights. So wanted to send you that way. Okay.
Oh, and the mod of the week, this yes. time is a PHP BB3 mod. It's a welcome PM on first login by Dual Fusion. Mm-hmm. That would be in the PHP BB3 mod release forum. It's a mod database releases forum. And basically this mod allows administrators to create a message that will be sent to newly registered users upon their first login. So if you want to send a user a welcome PM, you know, you can do that, specify the administration control panel, and that PM will be sent to that new user. And one of the cool things about that mod is that you can specify like a tag, like a BB code tag, and it will replace that BB code tag with the name of the user that logged in. And there's actually several tags that you can use that are implemented with the mod, and it's got instructions on whatnot. So you can have like their registration date, their name, your name, and different kinds of things like that. I can't remember all of the different tags, but that's a cool mod. That's a newly validated mod in the mod database releases for 3.0. And the
style of the week, I think I should probably do because I'm the one that found it. By the way, if you're hearing background noise, I apologize. I don't know why, but my next door neighbors have just turned on 4 lawn mowers and are using them at the same time. I do not know why the heck they're doing that. I just have weird neighbors. Yes. I don't know what the heck they're doing. Okay, anyway, so the style of the week, I actually, since we're trying to alternate now, so 1 week do PHP BB2 styles, the other week do PHP BB3 styles. I actually just Googled PHP BB3 styles this morning to try to find some sites that have them, since the styles database is still empty for PHP BB3 styles, and I'm keeping a close eye on there. So I turned out this site, phpbb3styles.net, and so the style of the week that I selected for this week is called Milky Way. It's done by Mighty Gordon.
And this is a cool style. I'm looking at it now.
It's kind of a glassy type style, more also sort of a fixed width portal type style, I guess you could call it.
It kind of resembles the way the glossiness kind of resembles a Mac OS X-ish glossy look to it. So it's kind of white and light grays and light blues. The blue buttons there's blue buttons for like the frequently asked questions, members and register and all that stuff that kind of have that glossy Mac OS X pill look, whatever you want to call it. But very cool style. I recommend everybody who's running a PHP V3 board and wants to put in a new style, go check this one out. This one's really cool.
Mm-hmm. But I hesitate to call it sort of... definitely when I look at it, the first thing I thought was it sort of looks like a Mac-type style, but it really isn't. It's more of the sort of the glass reflective type thing. It really is not...
Yeah, well, that's what Mac OS X... I mean, it's more the Aqua thing is based on. Yeah, it's not really a Mac OS X style, but it to give a description,
yes,
that's probably the closest one that you can really give to it. But it's a really cool style. I like that one.
All right.
That one's at the phpbb3styles.net.
There's a link to it in the chat room, which I've pasted, and both the mod and the style will be linked in the show notes on phpbbweekly.net. And if anyone wants, and I don't know if anyone else besides my neighbors would be crazy enough to do lawn mowing at 9:40 a.m. in the morning, but I am so sorry. I really can't help it.
It's not that bad. I can't hear it that well.
I think that's probably because, it's really loud to me, but luckily my computer's got a pretty good ambient noise reduction for the microphone, so if you're not hearing it, that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And of course... if you want, if you have a mod or style that you want to have us mention on an episode of PHP BB Weekly, it's a great way to do like self-promotion if you're interested. You can bookmark it on Delicious, either with the tag PHP BBW mod or PHP BBW style. And if you bookmark it on there, we'll definitely take a look at it and possibly feature it on an upcoming episode of PHP BB Weekly.
And Handyman, do you want to unmute Handyman Douglas? He has a little release announcement to make.
Okay. Oh, big announcement for the show. Hello, Handyman.
Yeah, go for it, Handyman. Oh, okay. I just released the photo gallery upgrade script from the PHPBB2 Smarter's photo gallery to the PHPBB3 photo gallery. Hmm. I know a lot of people have been waiting for that.
You know, I actually noticed so that just this morning. There's a link on Star Trek Guide for photo gallery.
Yes. That's sort of the demo and that Handyman's created. He spent the last couple of months working on that one. It's really cool. If you haven't had a chance to go check that one out, I really encourage it.
Okay.
It still has a lot of bugs, but there's links to report them, so please do if you find any.
All right. Is there a link you can share where people can find more information or download?
You can find it on phpbb.com or startupguide.com, and if you search for photo gallery, or it's almost always on the front page on the PHPBB3 mods and development on the phpbb.com.
Okay, so it's in the development section.
Yes. Yeah, it's not validated. It's still version 0.1.0, so it's a long way to go.
There you go.
It looks cool.
So is this...
If you instant message me a link to that, maybe we'll stick it in the show notes.
Okay. I just found it. Here we go. Photo gallery 0.1.0. Handyman, and I assume you're a Groove Plugs on phpbb.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is this an update script from the Smarter's board, or is it actually, did you like rewrite it for phpbb3?
No, the photo gallery 0.1.0, that's been out for a little while.
Okay.
And it's a complete rewrite. I just finished the upgrade script last night.
Oh, so now... So
it will be... basically, it's compatible with Smarter's photo gallery to upgrade the PHPBB2 Smarter's photo gallery to your PHPBB3 photo gallery. Is that right?
I'm assuming it's like if you are updating from a PHPBB2 board to a PHPBB3 board, you can then do like the script so that the photo gallery will recognize and then copy over an existing database from Smarter's.
It grabs the information from the Smarter's database and converts it.
Yeah,
the database schema is actually not real close.
Well, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
You get the idea. Okay.
Yeah, I have cool. There's a link to the instructions, which are on StarTrekGuide.com, and that it's got a lot of pictures to go along with the instructions, so it should be fairly easy to upgrade. Hey, Douglas, you know that Sketch program, My Sketch program?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're using for all our mods now to provide that visual instruction thing to go along with it. It really helped quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Mac user out there and you're trying to think of how to provide better instructions for installing your mods, get the MySketch program or Sketch program.
Yeah.
And I have one invite left. So
I have 19 invites left, so there you go.
Hey, there you go.
They gave me a whole bunch to share on my other podcast, and I mentioned it, and I had like 3 people come and ask for one. So, yeah.
I've been depleting mine like crazy. I don't have any left. I'm waiting for them to give me more so I can keep passing them.
Well, send me an email or put a comment on this episode's post on the website, and I can probably send
phpbweekly.net.
Yeah.
We just got David MJ set up with Sketch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a cool application. So if you're using on Windows, you can probably find something that's close to good as it. So yeah. Sure. So yeah, actually, if you want, I can in the show notes, since you mentioned, I can even put a link to a review I wrote of it about a month ago. So you can find out a bit about that.
And that's our episode of PHP Weekly, episode number 28. You can check out phpbbweekly.net and submit your questions. There will be show notes posted on there, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Many of the discussions that we have, some of the links and stuff will be posted on the show notes.
Yes, and of course, if you can't come on the show during the week, there's a form there which you can use to submit questions to us, and if you do, we'll try to answer them on future episodes, so If you can't come on TalkShoe when we're live, for whatever reason, you can do that.
And we'd like to thank Handyman for joining us on the TalkCast, and also Paul for typing in his his corrections.
In fact, Paul just sent me an IM saying that it's not live yet, but that MD5 hash thing, he says he's moved it to a better place.
Okay. He and Evil Heart are taking care of much of the mod database, and also WG Eric as well, doing a lot of stuff on there. The next episode of PHP Weekly, episode number 29, will be on September 8th at same time, noon Eastern, 1600 UTC.
And we're going to have to decide what we want to do for that episode. But we'll come up with something. Maybe I'll ask you to talk about something. Maybe I'll find something to talk about PHP ABB 2. I don't know.
And as always, if you are a mod author or style author and you'd like us to feature your mod, you can always type in a question or write to us. Or you can ask to be a guest on the show, too, because we'll feature you on there as well.
I wasn't planning on that, but okay.
Well, hey, why not? Why it's not? Supposed to be interactive.
It's about the community. That's what PHPBB is about, the community.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so thanks for that. I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to this episode of PHPBB Weekly. We will see you next week.
Take care.